Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up today, Tom's morning shower routine, Donnie Baker calls in, and the diamond that's basic AF. Right after this call from Tom Mabe.
911, what is your emergency?
Hello, can I speak to Melanie Mace?
So this is 911. Do you have an emergency?
I'm confused. What's going on?
You call 911, sir. Are you okay? Have you been in an accident? You sound disoriented.
No. What is this?
Sir, this is 911. Just remain calm. Look, I'm tracking the GPS coordinates on your phone. Help is on its way, okay? I want you to stay with me here.
No, I'm not calling 911. I'm calling Melanie Mace.
You were driving while using your cell phone. I'm seeing more and more of this. Look, you're just hang tight with me, all right?
No, I wasn't driving. I wasn't in an accident. I didn't...
If you were in an accident, why in the hell are you calling 911?
I didn't call 911.
Look, you're tying up a lifeline. People could be dying because you're playing on the phone. What makes it worse? You sound like a grown-ass man.
You're not listening to me. This is some kind of prank.
Look, you need to come down to the station for questioning. You hear me?
No, I'm not coming down to any station for any questions.
You listen to me. You do what I tell you. Hello?
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That's Josh growing the beard. Looks very good, Josh.
Hi.
Christy Lee, without
Hi,
the beard, of course.
No beard.
She's right next to me. Blonde and beautiful, but no beard. And this is Tom speaking.
What's the landing?
No beard. Not.
But you don't shave your entire leg. Aren't you like most women? You don't shave your whole leg?
Whole leg?
What do you mean I shave my whole leg? What are you talking about?
Do you shave your thighs?
Yeah.
I have a question.
I don't shave the back. I shave the front.
I have a question, Josh.
Well, that's weird.
I don't have any hair back there.
You ever experienced this? Well, this is, I have an odd situation because I don't shower in my shower.
Right.
I either shower at the gym or I shower in my son's shower down the hallway.
I don't believe anything you're saying. I think when you're up, everyone's up. You announce your
the exact opposite.
Consciousness to the house.
I get up in the
Hello,
morning.
Hello, everyone.
I creep around the house like a kitty cat because if you wake up a two-year-old, I believe you've heard the phrase, you wake her, you take her.
Yeah.
So I shower at the other end of the building, but.
The other end of the east wing. There's
no,
really no back
I live,
door.
I live in a ranch house. There's no upstairs.
Sure,
right
sure. The newest annex, yes.
There's no annex. Just a Willie's,
right off, well, you know where
Willie's room is down the hallway.
Right off the gift shop.
So the point is, I'm showering in the main shower, yes. Right, where I never shower. And by the way, it's nice, I must say.
Oh, I bet.
Water's hot. It's got those.
Is Clarence still the shower attendant on that
wing?
No
shower attendant.
So you're in your big shower.
Yeah, but Kelly's out of there, and I think I'll try to shave while I'm in the shower. Mm-hmm. But I don't have my Harry's razor. I've just
Well, you know where everything is. Are you saying you need a mirror?
I'm in the shower.
Okay. All right.
No, so I grabbed her razor. You ever made this mistake?
That is a mistake.
Ouch.
Don't yeah. Yeah.
Which is not to suggest that she's, you know, one of the Kardashians and has legs like Bigfoot. But,
right, but you
my God.
Had it all lasered
sharing
off.
Razors is a terrible idea.
Yeah, that was dull.
Well, ladies' razors weren't made for your face.
Apparently.
Which is why I use a lady's razor down there.
Do you?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Which one? The intuition?
The intuition is amazing.
I
You ever tried that one?
No, I'm a lady.
This is for the landing strip, if you will?
I'm
going to say this. I'm going to say it, and it's going to take a second to sink in. The intuition has soap in the head.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's all built in, so you don't have to.
I'll check that out.
That's right.
So for those delicate areas, you...
Yeah, I use a ladies razor. Because my Harry's I love so much, they're only for the face.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Right. Good to know.
Hello, sorry, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie. How are you?
Hey, I heard Miss Pat on your show yesterday talking about beating seals' ass.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she could probably take him on her own. And if she needed some help, I bet his ex-wife, Heidi Klum, wouldn't mind taking a few hacks at him neither.
No, not Seal the Singer,
Morgan
Donnie.
Freeman's Parker Doc skin tags ain't got nothing on whatever Seal's face can have.
No.
Pretty God.
Donnie, she's referencing the animal, the mammal, the seal. Some guy was walking along a beach, I think in Scotland, and was attacked by a bunch of seals.
Them type of seals.
Yeah.
Well, never mind then.
Okay.
The whole entire reason I was calling was about P. Diddy or Puff Daddy or...
Ron
Mexico, whatever he's going by these days.
He parachuted into the Playboy Mansion or something for his birthday a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who does he think he is, Tom? R. Kelly?
I
believe I can fly. I believe I can hump the sky.
Hump the sky.
Is that R. Kelly?
Don't Puffy know that Hef is dead and all them playmates moved out?
I don't know.
That's probably why nobody answered when he rang the front gate. So he just opened his chute, and then a bunch of confused gardeners, maids, and Corey Feldman were stunned by him. And also, man, how does Puppy get to change his name every other week, and we're all supposed to be cool with it?
Yeah, I can't keep track of what's his name now.
Well, one day he's Sean Combs. The next day he's packed up Puff Daddy. Last year he wanted to start calling him Brother Love, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can see if he had warrants, but he changes his name more than I do the tags on my truck. When my cousin Terry got cable for the first time, he put the account under his favorite fake name, Mark Smith. And not only did they pull his cable a month later, he also got a visit from Chris Hansen.
Oh, boy.
Careful what
name
you
take. This day, he's afraid to leave the house.
Yeah.
But P. Diddle can use whatever name he wants, and nobody says a damn thing.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And plus, he ruins everything he touches. Music, fashion, rappers.
Really?
I'll say it like this. If he worried less about what he wants to be called to worry more about the rappers he invents, Biggie Smalls would be alive today.
Really?
No, really?
He was so big, Christy. If anybody could go my Puffy, it was him.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Good point.
You guys remember Diddy's show on MTV, that Making the Band?
No, I missed
it. I never saw it.
Did you ever watch it?
No.
I think nobody did. I'd rather sit through a 16 and Pregnant Again marathon than one episode of Making the Band.
Hmm.
You know, my cousin Trina, she's supposed to be on that 16 and Pregnant.
Really?
But
oh,
then
no.
During the background check, they realized that she lied and was actually just a 32-year-old with pigtails in the picture.
Oh.
But he pays good money on them shows. I don't blame her one bit for trying to get on there.
Really?
I don't care how much money MTV and Puffy offered me. I'd never be on a Making the Band. How are you going to have a show called Making the Band and none of the people on your show can even play guitar?
Yeah,
good point.
Sense.
I got you there. Yeah, I get you.
I should call the Hammer and sue his ass for false advertisement.
It's P. It's P. God. It's P. Diddy, not
yeah. I wish P. Dribble would just shut up and go away.
P. Dribble.
I'll say it like this. Here's a proposition for you, P. Diddy. Next time you're thinking about changing your name, how about you go with Mr. Ness?
Huh?
Oh, as in penis?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God, man. You nailed it, Josh.
You got it.
Subtle.
Yeah, P. Diddy or Puff Daddy parachuted with a tandem parachute into the Playboy Mansions.
Looks fun.
I guess that's his next door neighbor's house.
Really?
Yes.
What else have you got, Christy?
Anything else?
This year's Miss Bum Bum competition in Brazil.
Love this.
Everybody shut up.
It dissolved into a brawl over a fake butt accusation.
Oh.
Did you see this?
No, is the Miss Bum Bum the whole thing is about butts?
Yes. 31-year-old model and dancer Ellen Santana was crowned Miss Bum Bum 2018 Monday.
Okay.
What? Did you say something?
I was singing Santana.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, come over.
But fellow contestant Aline Uva ripped off her sash.
Uh-oh.
Uva, a 27-year-old massage therapist, reportedly shouted, quote, I fulfilled all the rules of the game. My butt is real. Her butt is plastic. Hmm. She's insinuating.
Now, was that an Argentinian accent you were affecting there for a second?
For a second, I thought I was there.
All right.
Yes, was that not actual audio? I wasn't looking up.
Screw all you.
It was fun.
Yeah, we had fun. Oh, my goodness. Here's a picture of them fighting over it.
Yeah, they're going
there
at
they are.
It.
Oh, dude, is the winner the one? That bum bum is amazing.
All the bum bums are usually amazing in that competition.
Oh, my God. Look at that ass.
Yeah. Mm.
Chick, did you see it? I mean,
I can't look away.
Chick, did you see it? Is what you meant to say.
Yeah. Okay. No, it is what I said. Yeah.
That's what he said.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Well, I hope they get to the bottom of this.
See, if you talk to me, he can't get quality jokes in like that. Get out of the bottom.
Do they?
I don't know.
So
which
is
the
using silicone illegal? Miss Bum Bum?
I'm not familiar with the pageant
I think
rules.
The one on the left won, and the
yes,
one on the right's
right.
Mad.
That is correct.
Can they test for silicone?
They should be able to, but is it against the rules?
That's what I don't know.
How would they test? Would they have to do an X-ray or something?
She's insinuating that they're not real, so maybe that's why.
I could tell by touch.
How can you tell?
I've grabbed a fake ass before.
You
really?
Have grabbed a fake butt?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Strip club.
And you could tell?
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you promptly kicked out onto your head?
No, man. The East St. Louis strip clubs are pretty...
Oh!
Yeah.
Especially for a regular like a Josh?
Well, you know, you get a baller like me in there.
You're making
what
it rain.
What makes them different? Are
did
they
you,
just
did
harder?
You make, did you make it rain with...
You can feel... They're kind of like breast implants in that you can feel that there's natural skin over or, you know what I mean, around the fake...
Ooh.
Yeah, they shift a little bit.
You know it.
They're
when
not
you
all
it.
That unpleasant.
You just know it when you feel it. Right?
Is there a big,
yeah.
Is there a big scar there?
No. And then I asked, and then she was telling me about how she got them, and I should have asked where the scar was. I guess it's right under like where the fold where the ass cheek meets
right
the thigh.
The gluteal cleft.
The gluteal cleft is in the middle.
I'm pretty sure they go through your navel to put those in, don't they?
He's talking about underneath where the
okay.
So
this part.
Miss Bum Bum, they should have me there to
judge.
I'll just grab.
You can tell by feel?
Yeah.
You could disqualify contestants.
Sometimes you have to use
up?
A motorboat type technique to tell.
Yeah. Really. Really.
Sometimes you have to go by taste.
In extreme examples, taste. Yeah,
that's right. Sure, yeah, a little.
I can taste the silicone right here. Okay.
A woman plagued by never-ending flatulence said it has ruined her love life.
Oh, I bet. This is terrible.
This is terrible.
I can fix this immediately.
Really? What?
Get her a service dog.
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, blame it?
You've never done this, the classic move?
I see.
That's why some people have dogs, I think.
Just so they can blame their farts on their dogs.
If this woman has, what'd you say, excessive cereal flatulence?
But it's affecting her love life, though, so you'd have to have the dog in the bedroom.
Bed with you?
And
she needs the dog as it's a service animal.
For the past 15
people
years?
People have to take him everywhere. Where have you been?
For the past 15 years, 30-year-old Emma Frost has been suffering from chronic gastrointestinal issues wherein she develops extreme gas after eating.
Oh, man.
She told the Sun that she would often wear baggy clothes to hide her bloated stomach, but could not help breaking wind in public.
Oh.
The stress of her long-term relationship ending exasperated her problems, making it even harder for her to go on dates. She said in the end, it was not easier. It was easier just not to bother going out.
Oh.
In the end.
What about Beano?
After discovering a health supplement that alleviated her symptoms, she was able to go on a date with a person that she has since moved in with.
You got to know when to hold them.
And when.
She hopes that sharing her story will break down the embarrassment and help others suffering in the way that she did.
So she's doing better.
She's doing better.
Okay, good.
But this is something you'd probably be somewhat familiar with. There are fetishes of all kinds.
Yes.
There's probably some guy out there that would be like the...
You're absolutely right.
Oh.
That would be the thing that got them all excited.
Yes. Yep.
Unfortunately.
For sure. Yeah.
But you know dogs have gas. I mean, they do have gas.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
God, yes.
It's the worst.
Why are they never audible?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Because I think when God invented dogs, he was thinking, I got to do something to be really funny. Oh, I know. I'll give them excruciatingly painful to smell flatulence, but there'll be no sound.
I get our producer Dean was just saying that they can be. Dean, you have a dog that you hear them.
Oh,
gotcha,
boy.
Gotcha.
Woof.
Oh, that's it's it's like Dances with Wolves. Dean has that.
It's like the dog whisperer. The dog listener.
The dog listener.
My golden's favorite thing. She lays
at the back of my recliner. So when you put your and I can put my recliner back.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I do, it's just like it rises right. I don't know how she knows. Rises right. Oh,
would
man,
you guys watch a show called The Dog Listener? And all it is a guy sitting in a chair. Mm-hmm. A dog is right in his face.
Yes.
Barking his head off. And the guy is just going, uh-huh. Oh, sure. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like
uh-huh.
a psychiatrist.
Yep. Uh-huh. I get it.
Can you get to the story about the diamond ring that wasn't enough for this lady.
This diamond ring wasn't enough for the lady.
A woman was shamed by internet users after she complained about the engagement ring her boyfriend had bought for her in a post shared onto a ring-shaming Facebook group.
Lovely.
See, stop right
lovely.
There. There's
yeah.
a, so there's a Facebook group just for people to bitch about the...
Apparently. The unidentified woman wrote that she discovered the ring in her boyfriend's nightstand. So he hasn't even proposed yet.
Oh...
She wrote, ew, please roast and then tell me how to tactfully say no. You need to get me something different. She shared the photo again with the caption, basic AF. And does we all this, know what AF stands
sure,
for.
Sure.
Does this happen a lot? That women don't like the ring?
There's a Facebook page for it?
Yep. The post was shared onto Reddit where users lambasted this woman.
Good.
One user wrote, quote, honestly, her saying no would be the best thing to happen to this person who's planning to propose. Yeah, this guy, this is a huge red flag. Get the hell out.
I don't think she should say no.
You know,
as Tom wisely pointed out a long time ago, this takes her out of circulation. So doesn't have to make up some other poor guy.
Oh, that's true.
Guy's life miserable. So.
Oh, man.
The ring, I showed this picture yesterday to Ms. Pat when she was here, and the ring is not, it's a nice ring.
Well, what are people, why does she complain? Is it too small for her?
She says it's basic AF. So in other words, it's just, it's a three stone.
You said it AF. Too.
Oh, sorry.
The big one.
You know.
That's a phrase, AF?
Oh sure. God, Tom, yeah. Yes.
No idea. I just got hanging out with enough vulgar people.
Oh, that's right.
Time was when you could say 22 skidoo and people, or is it 23 skidoo? I forget. You could say it, and that was a saying now, not AF.
No. My gosh, AF, you'd be put to death.
I know
say that in public.
In one of those rings. One of those ring commercials, they say every kiss begins with K. In her case, it begins with C.
Yeah, it's a nice little ring. Here's my thing. Why don't...
It's a nice little ring.
It is.
You know what has a nice ring?
What?
Break up has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds horrible. What Christy just said. That's what? A nice little
no,
ring.
I said it and Christy was...
I was mocking him.
Right.
I'm trying to find a picture of this thing.
It's right here, Tom. I have one for you right there.
It's pretty.
I have a ring almost exactly like it.
It's got three diamonds on it. What more do you want?
When I said nice little ring,
yeah, Josh,
I didn't mean anything bad.
Oh, I see.
It's really nice.
It's got a nice little ring.
It's got three diamonds on it. They're not that little.
No, they're it's.
Wow.
You know what's happening here with this whole engagement? This is you guys are getting screwed here too, thanks to television and shows like Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And Bachelor and Bachelorette, women now think that if they don't have a 3-carat diamond on their hand, they don't understand the normal person can't afford that.
Don't you go shopping for the ring together? Why don't you do that? And you know what else the problem is?
No.
A lot of times the guys aren't paying attention. A woman will let you know what ring she wants.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to.
A lot of times. Most times.
Yes.
Can't you take it back and upgrade it if you don't like it or downgrade it if it is whatever?
Well, of course.
Change it. Yeah. I mean,
take it back.
And there are some.
All
men,
the jewelers always say that if she doesn't like it. But I mean, and this woman is a 100 on a sense of entitlement. It's a nice ring. I don't know what the carrot or whatever the hell that is, but it certainly looks nice. But I can't believe that there's a Facebook group dedicated to whining about their rings.
Yes.
I can. You can't?
Can.
You can't believe
can
that exists out there?
Can we round them up
and kind of chain
them to someplace and let them do piece work for a while?
That should be
send them to a gold or diamond mine?
No, let them wallow in their stupid little group.
That should be the commercial for Facebook. Hey, you want to do this sort of thing? Here you go. We got an engagement ring for shaming.
Yeah, people love it.
You know, I want you to see what's the tie-in. This is a double tie-in I'm about to play. And I have a dollar for the person that can figure it out.
A double tie-in.
There is a double tie-in to this little segment I'm about to play.
Okay.
$1.
All right.
If I have a dollar with me. Christy, it's meant to be a gesture.
The person who carries my.
Here we go.
No, I'm taking it.
Here it is.
Who wants to buy this diamond ring?
Okay, obviously the one connection is it's about a
diamond ring.
Right.
What's the other connection?
That's Gary Lewis and the Playboys.
We talked about Puff Diddy. Or Puff Daddy.
Landing in the Playboy Mansion.
That would be the third connection. I'm only looking for the first two.
Oh. In other words, that one he hadn't thought of.
I know. That song was out when they first discovered diamonds. Back in the 1890s.
She took it off her finger now. It doesn't mean a thing.
Because she didn't like it?
No, it's because
they broke up?
We just played Dean and Jerry. And eating turkey, and Jerry Lewis is Gary's dad.
Look,
oh my God.
Look.
That's why I put up a buck. I knew you wouldn't get it.
That's ridiculous.
Although, Josh.
What do we do now?
Your connection is just as valid.
It's more
valid. Dollar is yours.
Yeah! All of a sudden. Okay.
You're the golden child.
Can we play another game?
Sure.
Yeah, it's called Quiet Mouse.
Oh, now, what do I do?
The first one who speaks loses.
Tom lost.
I'm sorry.
He did not hear a thing.
He did not.
I had no idea what you said.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.